We are joined right now by Odyssey sports director and tremendous human being, Jeff Hathorn. He's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Make clog gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. And Jeff, to you, we say good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Man, I loved it when Jalen Warren threw that pass to McLaurin. It was like, damn, they went for the kill shot. And man, Bengals are in trouble.
Big trouble. Only two of the last 103 teams to start 0-3 have made the playoffs. So mathematically, very tough for them. And I'm happy you asked, people out there driving around in your cars. 3-0 teams, 75.5% chance. I'll round it up. 76% chance to make the playoffs. Jeff, I wonder if you heard the same thing in the Mike Tomlin press conference that I heard. We'll start here with you. After the game, I didn't feel like he was effusive in his praise for Justin Fields. Is that weird? What do you make of it?
Leaving that door open just in case. That's how I read what he said. He was going to be just, you know, foot off the gas as far as the big compliments. He's not one to, other than Watt and some of the veterans, to give huge praise. But yeah, I kind of read into it. It was about a sentence, I think, was his response to a Fields game that was, I thought, really representative.
Jeff, I mean, it has to be, you would think that it wouldn't be difficult, but it might be a difficult decision. Like, if Justin Fields goes out there and has a performance against the Colts like he did this past week, and say Russell Wilson is healthy the following week, you can't go to Wilson, can you? Like, you can't even entertain that, right?
I don't know how you could if Russ comes out Wednesday and says, I'm ready to go, let's go. I mean, you've been in stadiums with this team. You're 3-0. You could see the obvious progression. Guys, let me tell you, I mean, the guys from the beginning have really liked Justin and the way he handles himself. And there's I mean, when you ask guys about Justin, there's this look, and it's nothing. Listen, none of this is against Russ. It's not that they don't like Russ or any, but they're starting to feel it with this guy, and they're 3-0. Like, that's just a tough, none of it's personal, it's business. And unfortunate for Russ when the injury happened, but I don't know at this point, if he were healthy, how you could make that move. Now, as we've seen at other positions, unfortunately, things can change and you need depth. But as of right now, we'll see what Tomlin says, but how do you not say today, listen, moving forward, Justin Fields is our starting quarterback.
Jeff, how do you think Russ is going to handle that if and when it happens? You've been around the team pretty much every single day. It seems like Russ puts on the good face. I can't imagine he's happy, though, with the way things have played out. How do you think he handles it if Justin Fields is named the guy?
Publicly, very well. And I think with his teammates, he'll handle it well. He's been around the block. He knows how to deal with this. And listen, this isn't a competition where he's been fully healthy type thing. I think he just goes to work and, you know, is probably really upset and probably understands to an extent. But yeah, I think he'll just go to work. I don't think he'll pout. And I think he'll wait for an opportunity that may come and make sure he's ready for it. But I don't see some kind of discourse or him like having some kind of moping time. I don't see that. I think he'll still work.
Jeff, allegedly Najee Harris was in a sling yesterday, right or left arm, but don't know which one. Jalen Warren didn't finish the game with an apparent knee injury on Sunday. Are you worried or concerned about this running back position heading into the Colts week?
Yeah, very much. I mean, glad you have, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson, but I don't know if he's a guy that you want to run 25 times in a game. Yeah, I mean, there are concerns. They've got a couple of guys on the practice squad that they like, but this team needs to run the ball. And you're talking about not one running back, but two. I mean, we'll see kind of this week how this plays out. As Tomlin said at the end of the game, you know, Jalen Warren wasn't running the way that he wanted it to. It was a smooth enough, I forget exactly the word that she used, but listen, that's a big blow. Najee's been running the ball well. I mean, he's been running hard. He's made some nice cuts. He seems to be progressing as the year goes on. Because listen, of the three defenses, this is the toughest, and this was their best performance. So I think that you can almost grade it on a curve that it's even gotten better. But man, you lose both running backs for Sunday. I don't know if you can radically change this offense to look like something different if you don't have the running backs that you want.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Sense I got from Alex Highsmith yesterday, Jeff, is that he's not going to play in this game. At least that's just how I took it. Did you hear it the same way?
Same. And he's we saw him after when he came out of that tent and he was ticked. And I think it goes back to what he was saying yesterday. This is the same injury he was dealing with in camp. So he thought he had played it smart in camp and made it through the first couple of games. And then you get in that third game, you think you're kind of in the clear. And then all of a sudden the same injury pops up. This could be a couple of weeks. And we'll kind of see how it plays out. But yeah, it's kind of a resignation in his voice of like, you know, he's going to go to work, but it was something he thought he had fixed, and now he's got to go back and rehab it again. I don't know if it's much that dissimilar to what Russ is dealing with. Russ thought he had it beat, then all of a sudden something happens, and now you got to go back to work with the same injury.
Jeff, I'm willing to bet that Broderick Jones didn't expect to be thrusted back into the lineup or get another opportunity as quick as he did with a Troy Faltano knee injury. Do you think that he responded? Do you think that he showed that he could put the Broncos game in the rearview mirror and really attack this thing at right tackle?
You know, I thought he had a good week of practice, but I agree with you. I think the lineup was going to stay the same if it wasn't for the Faltano injury. I think now there's some clarity for Broderick. Like, okay, I'm going to be the right tackle, and now he can go attack it. I think because they're at this point in the season and he's put that bad series on tape, there's some motivation for him on that side of the ball. Plus, lines start to bond and, you know, you've got some injuries there and he knows he needs to step up. So I think he's going to handle this well. And I think in a way, because of the injury, now he could just focus on one position.
Real quick, Jeff, any word on Sam Mahlo or Roman Wilson for this week?
I thought Roman Wilson was really close last week, so I think there's a good chance for Roman Wilson. Sam Mahlo, he's got to go through a practice. Now, he doesn't have to practice all week. He's a veteran. But let's see him out there in a full practice. Once that happens, I think Sam Mahlo will be in.
Jeff, do you have one loud cat or a series of sort of loud cats?
No, the one cat, the dog's downstairs, so harassing the cat up here. So she's hiding up here, and she wants me to go take care of the dog so she can get to her food. So that's why she's just loud as hell.
We have two cats, and they are big-time loud meowers, and there's nothing worse, man, than when we just get the 8-month-old baby to sleep, and you just hear the loud meowing, and we realize we've locked the cat in a room, and it's going to be a whole deal because you ain't going to get the cat out, or the cat's either going to wake her up, your door's going to wake up, the whole thing. Jeff, thank you for the time.
And I'm sure they don't understand your sleep schedule.
Right.
No, the cats don't. The kids don't. Wife doesn't. It's just no good. I'm not sleeping. Jeff, thank you for your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Good luck with that one.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, get that cat some food. Yeah. Jeff, our sports director, and there's a lot of really good stuff from the game, from Pitt 2 on 93.7thefan.com.